At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
They're trying to make him out to be very much like a family man. I mean, obviously, there's also allegations of affairs and things like that that are coming out as well. And they're trying to just make it like he's just this normal guy. Why? I mean, I guess it's a question we have in any murder case is like, why would you do this? I mean, yes, this reporter exposed you for a lot of things, but you lost. Is this something where did he just really think he was going to get away with it by, I mean, not being very incognito in doing this? Or what? I mean, it seems like he did everything possibly wrong to get caught when committing a murder, if in fact he did commit this murder.
It does seem like that, Tony, but you know, the defense is probably going to argue, hey, only a complete madman would, you know, go to this length because someone insulted them and called into question their reputation. Certainly there are some folks who would take it to that extreme level, but perhaps defense is going to use the family man narrative and say, hey, Mr. Tellis is not a person who is willing to just go out and commit a murder because someone badmouthed him. And that could have some traction with the jury.
There's so many questions as to where this could go. And if they do try and go down the route of, I mean, because they got to explain the evidence that's in the house. They got to explain the DNA, which we'll talk about in a second. But what roads do you think they could go down to say he was framed? I mean, what would be the reasoning for framing him? Why would someone want to do that?
Yeah, you know, it's not like he was a governor. It's not like he was a federal senator or something like that. He was a local county official. And so is there really someone out there who would try to frame this guy for murder and then, I guess, also kill an innocent person in the process? That seems pretty far-fetched, and that's going to be a hard sell for the jury, especially if defense has not identified a possible alternative suspect who could have done this.
Yeah, there's a lot. The DNA underneath the fingernails, that's a big one. Have you ever seen a case where DNA was planted under someone's fingernails and that's what the answer was? It's planted DNA. I mean, this seems like one of those where you got it under your fingernails, you had something to do with the murder.
You've got to imagine there was some human contact between Gurman and Tellis here. You know, Tellis saying if he goes down the route that he was framed, he's going to have to argue that someone not only committed this murder, but somehow got Tellis's DNA and somehow, after the murder, planted that DNA under the fingernails in some surreptitious yet precise fashion. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know if a jury's going to jump on board with how far-fetched that theory seems.
I mean, do we know if Tellis is has any sort of history, any sort of criminal history or anything like that with violence or threats or anything of that nature of his doing?
My understanding is that he was a polarizing figure, especially in his capacity as a public official. Certainly there were some feathers ruffled and probably verbal altercations, that kind of thing. I'm not personally aware of any history of violence, and that could go in Tellis's favor if there is no such history.
With all that being said, just the polarizing part of him, how do you think he's coming across in court right now? I've been watching his reactions to several things. He's putting on very much the puzzled look, it seems, when pieces of evidence come up, like very confused. I don't think he's overdoing it. I don't think he's underdoing it. I kind of feel like it seems kind of authentic, but obviously perception is a very big thing when it comes to the jury, and they're going to watch him. How is he reacting to things? What's your take on that so far?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough issue in terms of a defendant's demeanor because, you know, think of someone who was wrongly accused and they get in there and they want to kind of signal through expression subtly that hey, this wasn't me. What's going on here? I'm very confused. And that does seem to be the presentation of Mr. Tellis. But on the other hand, if a person was rightly accused and they're trying to get out of it, they could put on an act that is sometimes landed on too thick. Mm-hmm. And the jury is going to be watching every move of Mr. Tellis during this trial.
There are some allegations that there was some investigative bias going on here as well. One of the investigators, actually someone that Tellis had some interactions with in a negative way previously while he was working in his position for the city. It kind of in some ways reminds me of Karen Reed a little bit. I last night on Closing Arguments with Vinny, he was joking that maybe it's Proctor's cousin from Karen Reed or something like that. It's all in the family. What's your take on that? I mean, sometimes you do have cases like that where, look, the evidence is pretty damn damning. But if you have those investigative issues here after the fact, that can set someone free who maybe otherwise shouldn't be.
I think the Karen Reed case is a great example of something like that. And, you know, in this case where you do have damning evidence, the defense side has to not make it about that. They got to make it about something else. Mm-hmm. And so they've got to really show the jury what this bias looked like, how it could have played out, and try to get the jury to focus on that sort of side piece instead of things like the smoking gun of DNA.
It's a lot to watch in this one. It'll be very fascinating to see where it all ends up.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.